said, you guys look good. Y'all supposed to blush. You're supposed to smile. You're supposed to be like, you talking about me. So today I want to talk about, I could get used to this. Everybody say, I could get used to this. Everybody say, I can get used to this. It is May. And so I want to start by encouraging you guys. Everybody in the room should feel encouraged in the next 2 minutes. I want you guys to be encouraged to not get weary in well-doing. Everybody say, don't get weary in well-doing. Because for me, I'll just be transparent. It's May. It's the second quarter. My body starts to look at me in this tone of voice. You need some rest. My body says, it's time for you to rest, Alpheus. Because from January to April, I push it pretty hard. I mean, I push it. I pour. And so for many of you in this room, you have, I need a break on your face. Come on, look around. Look at somebody and detect that I need a break because you've pushed it hard. And so definitely do not, please, in this moment, in the next 60 seconds, don't be weary. Consider not being weary in well-doing. Be encouraged. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing. How do you know that you're doing well? You're weary. How do you know you're weary? You're doing well. The Bible didn't say be weary in doing bad things. It said be not weary in what? In what? How do you know that you're doing well? Look at somebody say, I'm weary, bro. Anybody that's want to be transparent, say, I'm a little tired. I'm a little tired. If that's you, raise your hand. Say, it's May. I could use a vacation. Those in the faith in this room, you're living for God. You're blending out. You're sharing your faith. You're taking care of your family. You're loving your neighbor. You're praying for the president. You're praying for the president. It's quiet in this church. You're paying your bills. You're forgiving others. Look at somebody say, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't do it. It is going to pay off. Look at somebody say, it's going to pay off. Sis, it is going to pay off. Stay in school. Don't quit. Pay your bills. Do your taxes. Amen. Or you're going to end up on the news. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Anybody hoping for something in this room? You're waiting on something. You're waiting. And basically, hope is transferred from a Hebrew word that means to tarry. This hope has a lot to do with tarrying. Look at somebody and say, you know what? I'm tired of waiting. You're speaking for me, basically. You're speaking for me. Anybody else tired of waiting? God has told you something. And if you be honest, you are tired of waiting. That's why the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. You're tired of waiting. But the Bible also says to press. Look at somebody say press. You got to press in this room. You got to press. I want to encourage you. I added a minute to it because I feel like we needed encouragement in this room. Please don't stop pressing. Everybody say press. Everybody say press. Turn to Philippians 3:14, or I have it on the screen. Philippians 3:14. Press. Everybody say press. Press is actually from a Greek word that means determination. Everybody say, I'm determined. Everybody say, I'm determined. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Everybody say press. Come on, say press. Please don't say it mindlessly like, all right, press. Because today you're going to get out of it what you put in it. So everybody say press. Everybody say press. Please don't say that mindlessly because this word comes from a Greek word, press. Everybody say press. This Greek word is determination through persecution. Everybody say, I'm determined. Even through persecution. I'm not necessarily talking about like somebody persecuting you or basically bullying you or coming at you because of your faith. Perhaps this persecution is just Murphy's Law. Y'all know what Murphy's Law is, right? Life be what? Be lifing. Life be persecuting me sometimes. Does anybody have that testimony? Life is like just persecuting me just for no reason. Everybody say press. I press towards the mark of the prize. The prize is what I'm asking you guys to consider today. I can get used to this. We're on earth, but we're eventually going to go where? If we're in Jesus. If we're in Christ Jesus, we will eventually spend eternity with who? Jesus. With Jesus. Amen. Anybody can get used to that?
Amen.
I can get used to that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can get used to the sweeter than the honey on the honeycomb. I must be hungry this morning. Y'all got syrup that's going to go on these pancakes? Okay, because when I said sweeter than the honey on the honeycomb, my stomach started growling. Look at somebody, say press. Please press in this room. Please don't give up. Please don't give up. Please don't throw in the towel. Please, please don't go the other way. Please don't give up on God. Amen. Psalm 51:12 says, why did David say it? Restore to me the joy of my salvation. I believe some of us in this room, yes, we're saved. We've been saved for a long time. But the enemy is trying to zap us from the joy of being saved. David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. We are saved and we should be happy. If you're saved and you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yeah. Y'all say, you teaching Sunday school, sir? The kindergarten, the K-5 class. No, I know exactly who I'm talking to. Is your salvation still fresh? Does it still feel fresh? Is it fresh? Look at somebody and say, are you fresh? Are you fresh? Because those of us that are saved in this room, we should walk around in Dollar General, Target. Fresh. I'm not talking about fresh. I'm talking about fresh in the spirit. Because we are saved. Amen. We are saved. We have hope. But of course it said hope deferred makes the heart sick. But we still have hope. That's why we got to press. Everybody say press. No matter who's president. No matter who's your husband. Your wife. Your teacher. Who's in your family. Who's your boss. Everybody say press.
Press.
The common denominator has to be press. The common denominator has to be press. Everybody say, I can get used to this. Let me talk about this for a few minutes, and I'll let you out for the grits and eggs, bacon, shrimp and grits that's down the street, salmon patties at my house, French toast at your house. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, read it with me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Become new. New. Everybody say, I can get used to this. Everybody say, I can get used to this. Kind of just like preaching. If you know any preachers, okay? If you know any preachers, anybody know any good preachers? All right? Not me. You know, I know, not me. I'm humble. I try. But just like many preachers, preaching precedes theology. Listen to what I'm saying. Preaching precedes theology. In other words, you're called to preach, and then oftentimes before understanding, you won't necessarily understand the theology that came with the calling. So you're called, you're on fire for the God, but you don't necessarily know, you don't know everything. Does that make sense? So preaching precedes theology. We have an awesome preacher in the house. It's always an honor to teach with another awesome teacher. But I know you can contest that we don't know everything. You're called, preaching precedes theology. The same way, write this down, salvation precedes sanctification. Salvation precedes sanctification. Because the moment of salvation, you're excited. Oh, I'm saved. I'm saved. You know, you're hype, you're excited, but it precedes sanctification. Because at the moment of sanctification, it opens doors to this process of transformation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are what? passed away, and all things are what? Become new. Salvation precedes sanctification. Because I've been saved, I'm 44. I feel like I've been saved 44 years. Got saved when I was very, very young. But I got saved because I knew that I need Jesus in my heart. Amen? I knew that I needed, I was young and I knew that I didn't want to live life without Jesus. But I didn't know everything. Amen? Didn't know everything. Salvation precedes sanctification. You are a new creature instantly when you become saved. You have a new nature. You have a new spirit. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. Everybody say, I'm becoming. Look at somebody and say, I'm becoming. Listen, you don't have to raise your hand, but I know some of you in this room, at the right or the wrong time, something's going to come out of your mouth that deserves a beep. I know it's true because y'all laughing it off. What's a beep? In other words, you may think or say something. When somebody pushed that button, it is an indication that you are becoming new. You saved, but somebody triggered something in you that made you be unsavely like. Does that make sense? I'm just telling you what has happened to me over the years. I'm still saved, but look at somebody say, don't push me. That's really not what we're supposed to say, y'all know, right? So when you say that, that's not pleasing God. Okay, I heard you, God. You don't supposed to say that. You don't supposed to say that in your right mind as a Christian. I'm saved, but I still know how to throw hands. No, we don't supposed to say that. You know we don't supposed to say that, right? Why are you saying that as a Christian? Because behold, all things are what? I may not be what I want to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. I used to be worse than this. I know that some of our testimonies. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Peter, there is a prize. There is a next. There is a something we have to look forward to. There is an exciting place that we can get used to. Look at somebody and say, I can get used to this. It's going to make sense in a second. 1 Peter 1:13 says, read it with me. Therefore, preparing. We are preparing on earth. This is all preparation. We are human. We're flesh. We're not going to be perfect. Preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the what? Write this down. Reveal. Write this down. See some of you taking notes. Reveal. Revelation. Reveal. At the revelation of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? At the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation of Jesus Christ. This is eschatological talk. This is apocalyptic talk. In other words, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Everybody say revelation. Everybody say revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. This is futuristic. This is like, we got to wait. This is, we got to keep hoping. I started off early saying, guys, keep pressing. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Because this is not right now. Unless God comes, gets us right now, this is not right now. 1 second, 2 second, three. So God obviously is, he's soon to come. Jesus is soon to come. Does that make sense? Keep hoping until Jesus Christ comes back. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Everybody say revelation. Revelation. Everybody say revelation. Revelation. And then it will all make sense. Salvation changes your identity. Salvation changes your identity. Shout your name on three when I count to three. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Salvation changes your identity. Sanctification teaches your life to catch up with it over time. So you are a new creature. You have a new nature. You're saved. Many of us in this room, we are saved. We're new. Sanctification is a process. Yes, you slip. Yes, you dip. Yes, you trip. I'm a musician producer, so I'm trying to rhyme. Yes, you. What else? Give me something else. You slip, dip, trip, flip. Let it rip. Whip? No, whipping nay nay? No. That's not what you mean. I know that's not what you meant. Sanctification teaches you your life to catch up with it over time. When I tell you the God honest truth, I've seen this happen. We've seen this. People win $1 million. You win a lot of money. You win a sweepstakes or a house. A new car. But what they did not tell you, what nobody talks about, is the taxes that comes with blessings. I said nobody talks about the taxes that comes with blessings. I said the taxes that comes with blessings. But taxes are only an issue if you can't pay them. Taxes that comes with blessings. A new house. Behold, all things are become new. But who's talking about the taxes that we got to continue to pay? That we have to pay. I got a new house, a new car. Look at somebody say, I can get used to this. It is hard not to get used to, or hard not to enjoy new experiences like these. Eating dinner as a family like this, like the picture on the left. It is hard not to enjoy new experiences like these. Of course, if you're listening to this online and you don't see these, it's hard not to get used to this nice 2028 car that has not been released. If you test drive this car, when you get out, you're gonna walk away like, man, that was sure nice. I could get used to that. You're gonna walk away. Have you ever had a family meal and a family dinner with no drama? Nobody talked about nobody. Nobody talked about granddaddy. Nobody talked about a cousin. Nobody started fighting and it was just no shade. It was just very peaceful. Have you ever had a family dinner like that? I should see more hands, my God. But if you have, you walk away saying, I could get used to this. Have you ever been on a cruise? I'm coming down your street. Have you ever been on a cruise? All you can, big back. The cruise is full of all you can eat. All you can eat. And you walk away from that cruise saying, man, I got to go back to work. You walk away from that cruise saying, I could get used to this. I could get used to living like this. I could get used to, I remember traveling recently, and they upgraded me and my wife to the 12th floor. You know how many floors this hotel had? You know what was the top floor? The 12th floor. They upgraded us. When you have an upgrade, that means you don't have enough money to pay for it. I said, when you are upgraded to something, that means you don't have enough money to pay for it. Do you hear what I'm saying? When they upgraded you, they said, you know what? You don't have enough money to pay for it. Here's an upgrade. That's what salvation is. You could never be good enough to earn God's love or his salvation. He upgrades you the moment you have accepted him in your heart. You get an upgrade. You can't pay for it. Man, we were on the 12th floor. I said the 12th floor. We walked away from that hotel, just for this example, sweets. Get used to what? I could get used to the butler, the food, the lifestyle, the beds. But I didn't pay for it. Look at somebody say, I didn't pay for it. Look at somebody say, I didn't pay for it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? Become new. So that means you are saved. If you are a Christian in the room, you are saved. You have made Jesus your Lord. Clap your hands. It should feel like a party. We on the same team. We on the same team. Now that we're on the same team, when that happens, since you're on the team, this is how we move. We all should move the same way because we're on the same team, serving the same Lord. This is how we're not on the sidelines. So we should get used to the benefits. Alpha should not be the only person in this room having a public display of the benefits of being saved. Does that make sense? You should not be the only person in this room displaying the benefits of being saved. Why does she always have a smile on her face, even though she's going through? That should be all of our testimonies in this room. Now you're on the team. This is how we move. Look at somebody say, this is how we move. Let's identify all the saved folks in the room. Wave your hands one more time. So we know, we encourage each other. We are family. This is Friends and Family Day anyway. This is how we move. Whenever you see somebody in the faith not moving the way they should move, you do have permission to encourage them and check them. I say check, it doesn't mean check, check. I mean, you know what I mean? When I say check, hey, bro, we don't do it like that. We don't do that. This is how we do it. Not like the song, but this is how we do it. Okay? When you see somebody walking with their head down, they lose the game. I remember seeing the Gamecocks. No, somebody lost the game, and I saw one player. This young lady, she lost it. She had her head down. She's like, we're gonna lose. And then the other person came and said, just in passing, just did that and kept going. Just literally lifted up somebody else's head. Look at somebody in this room. And if they need their head lifted up, I want you to go to them and just do this. Give them a pat. Give them a hug. I'm giving you 10 seconds to do that. Encourage somebody in the faith in this room. You say, what, really? I'm giving you permission, 10 seconds. I'm almost finished. To encourage somebody in, ooh, that's some kissing going on. I heard it. I saw it. I mean, get up out of the, if somebody looks like they need a hug, encouragement. Because this is how we move. I said, this is how we move. Now we're on the team. I can get used to this. Look around in this room and say, I can get used to this. I can get used to this. I can get used to being a part of a family. No, keep your seat. Coming to you. I can get used to this. When we going on another cruise. I can get used to this. I can get used to all the hugs. Look at somebody and say, I can get used to this. I could get used to apple pies every Sunday. I could get used to this. Several in WNBA drafts, this happened, speaking of basketball teams. And now the players on a new team. Like, so this is how they move. They have a new system. They're now in the NBA, the WNBA, okay? They have a new system. They have a new affections. It's interesting to me how you can be a part of one team and then just put on a jersey. If you get traded, you put on a jersey and your affections change. And you're like, all right, go team, whatever. Give me an NBA team. Go Sixers, and then you get traded, and you go Lakers. And it's like, how do you do that? Your affections change. You get new merch. You get a new identity. You get a new family. You get new expectations. You have new perks. Some of the perks are you have professional pay and a long-term, you have long-term stability. You have brand deals and you have more name power. Everybody say perks. You have elite facilities. Elite facilities. Everybody say elite facilities. Everybody say resources. Your travel is upgraded. Everybody say, I can get used to this. Everybody say, I can get used to this. And you're on a bigger stage and you have more exposure now that you own the team. Kingdom perks in Christ. Don't have time to talk about all of these. As you can tell, a lot of scriptures. So please write these down, screenshot this. Our kingdom perks in Christ. Of course, we have a new nature. We have new identity. We have full access. Everybody say full access. Why is he always getting things from God? Because he knows he has full access. Why is he always getting things from God? Because he knows he has full access. What is full access? He owns everything. He created everything. Why are we going to God like, God, if you will? Jesus even got ticked. When they went to Jesus and said, Jesus, Master, if you could heal me, Jesus was like, if I could heal you, why are you coming to me like this, bro? Jesus is like, why do you even treat me like this? Why do we treat God like he can't do it? Don't treat God like your bank account. I said, consider not treating God like your bank account. Go to God. You have full access. This is kingdom perks. Divine power. I am healed. I am healed. If you need a healer, say, I am healed. You have full access. I know when we get old, arthritis and things like this, my parents keep telling me, you know when you get my age. I said, no, mom, no, dad, with all due respect, that's not my testimony. You know when you get old, you're going to have some, no, that's not. I have full, no shade, mama, are you watching, mama? You have full access. You have divine power. You have guided direction, provision, and resources. I will continue to be debt free. Amen. Oh, yeah, I'm debt free. And I will continue to be debt free. Y'all didn't even clap for me. Y'all didn't clap for what God has done. But what they don't tell us, even when you have a car that's paid for, it's going to be what? Taxes is enough to just take get counseling over. Why are you texting me 2 and 3 times? Because I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. Why are you asking me to pay taxes? Now I'm venting. Let me get back to teaching, okay? There are adjustments and learning curves with new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, what? All things are become new. Everybody say, I can get used to this. I'm saved. Now what? I've been saved. It's kind of cool. What do I do? Please don't go to sleep on me. I am almost finished. I'll say that about it's just the sequence of things. Write this down. There's something called, I looked it up, adjustment disorder. Adjustment disorder. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Adjustment disorder. Write this down so you can have it, because I may not talk about all of these. Transition stress. Transition stress. Number 3, hedonic adaptation. Hedonic adaptation. It's kind of more psychological than anything. And then the fifth one is, the fourth one is uncertainty intolerance. Uncertainty intolerance. What was the first one? Adjustment disorder is a real thing. It's more clinical, and if it stays with you, it can become chronic. It basically describes an emotional behavior response to a major life change. That change could be negative or positive. When I got married 20 years plus years ago, got married, I graduated. I should have been happy, right? I was happy, by the way. I was happy. But that was a lot of change. It was just a lot of, first of all, I was used to being single, and now I'm not single anymore. I was used to living by myself, now I'm not living by myself anymore. But I got to upgrade. It's better. Let me just make sure y'all don't think I'm going down the wrong way. A new car, the stress, the taxes. I just graduated. I mean, an adjustment disorder could lead to something chronic that's not fruitful if you're not careful. Let me talk about one more thing, and it is basically hedonic adaptation. Hedonic, H-E-D-O-N-I-C. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? This explains part of what's happening over time. Everybody say over time. It's the idea that we return to a baseline flesh, a baseline after big life changes. So the excitement fades away and you have to adjust to a new normal. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. I could get used to that. Everybody say, I could get used to that. I mean, old, like the old me, I could get used to that being like, I don't even want to know the old me. Everybody say, I could get used to that. So I won't read the next one. But if you don't believe me that these things are a real deal, ask my parents. When you've been blessed with something new, salvation, a new house, I talked about this years ago. My parents' house. I think I was on a cruise with some of you guys. And my parents' house on the left, this is the house I grew up in. It burnt to the, it like, I saw it on Facebook Live, like, in flames. The house that my parents grew up in, I mean, that I grew up in, my parents' house, devastated. I couldn't do anything. I was out on the waters. You think I enjoyed every meal after that? I don't care if it was lamb chops, lobster. All I could think about, this is my parents' house. First of all, where are they going to stay? And this is the house that I grew up in. My goodness. But to the right, thank God for insurance. Paid up insurance. Amen. Look at somebody say, pay your insurance. Pay your insurance. They were able to get a brand new house. Brand new house. Brand new house. In the house on the left, we did not have a dishwasher. In the house on the right, a dishwasher. In the house on the left, my daddy had to park outside. On the house on the right, a garage. A two-car garage at that. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are what? But daddy, like, why did I just... I was just at the house and my daddy parking outside. Daddy, why are you parking outside and you have a new garage? In the house on the left, we had kerosene heater. Y'all don't know nothing about that. A kerosene heater. We had a fireplace and we didn't have heated blankets, but it was just between kerosene heater, the house always smelled like kerosene, and then wood that we had to chop. In the house on the right, they can go over there to the wall and mash a button and boom, the air comes on. But I'm coming to the house. I'm visiting my parents. Daddy, mama, why is it so hot in here? Why? I kid you not. Why did when I go to my parents' house, there's a, why did my daddy get a propane tank and had the nerve to put it on the outside of a brand new house and put a gas heater in a brand new house? Y'all laughing at my daddy. I'm gonna tell him. The master bedroom has double sinks. They're not used to that. Ask my parents. But to me, look at somebody and say, I can get used to that. Everybody say, I can get used to that. So here on earth, we do have a glimpse of heaven on earth. We've been in worship. We've been in praise. You know my name. I mean, that you feel better. I'm sure I saw tears. I saw hands raised. I saw hearts being softened. Everybody say, I can get used to that. Come on, everybody say, I can get used to that. When you find life, read this with me. I'll have to write things out so I can really get it out of my heart. Read this with me. When we find life to be challenging, get some bad news, feel bad in your body or spirit, consider deflecting, reflecting, and escape your troubles with a vacation or field trip, and it's an excursion in the Word of God that tells you everything. I want to close this kind of like this. Colossians 3:2 says, set your affections on things above. Why not things below? Set your affections on things above. What's above? What's above? Above is not necessarily directional. It's more so dimensional, if that makes sense. It's not just necessarily above us, but it's otherworldly. Everybody say otherworldly. That's when we, my God, when we speak in unknown tongues, when we worship, when we give God praise, it's like we escape to another world. Does that make sense? And we walk away from that worship experience, and I could get used to that. Set your affection on things above, not things on earth, because the White House will let you down. That's earth. Your job will let you down. That's earth. The medicine, the prescription will let you down. That's earth. The spouse will let you down. That's earth. Amen? Amen. Your car will let you down. That's earth. So I'm going to read some passages as I close. And if anything that I read makes you excited, I want you not to say amen. I want you to say, I can get used to that. Let's practice. I can get used to that. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And I, John, saw the holy city. I mean a city that's holy. No crime. I said a holy city. A holy city. I could get used to that. New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3, Revelation 21. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I can get used to that too. Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eye, and there shall be no more death. I can get used to that. I mean, I can't even attend the amount of funerals that, I mean, when you have three funerals in one day and you have to pick what funeral you should go to, that's a lot these days, amen? But no more death, no sorrow, no more sorrow, no crying. I can get used to that. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. You mean my shoulder, God? You mean my hip? You mean my knee? You mean my migraine headaches? You mean this cancer? No more. No more. No more betrayal. No more bullying. No more alts. No more. Look at somebody say, I can get used to that. Revelation 21, 10. And he carried me away in the spirit and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, having the glory of God. 23. And the city had no need of sun. No need of sun. Well, how are we getting light and heat? For the glory of God did lighten it. I'm about to jump out of these shoes with no socks. And the Lamb is the light thereof. I could get used to that. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree were of the healing of the nations. I can get used to that. And there should be no more curse, and they shall see his face, and they shall reign forever and ever. Jesus preparing the place. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you are also. Shall I can get used to that. 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 I ain't yelling at y'all. It's just that I got excited. And I can get used to it. Anybody else can get used to winning every single... Imagine waking up every day and it's a win. No L's. Every day is a W. Every day is a W. Every day is a every day is an A plus. Every day is an A plus. I can get used to that. I can get used to joining the angels with my hands lifted, crying, holy, holy, holy. I can get used to that. I can get used to not having to walk to the mailbox. Why do I need to walk to the mailbox anyway? And opening up the mail, and then when you open it, I could get used to not having to do that. Come on, lift your hands. I can get used to this. Let's start now. What can you get used to? What, like, I can get used to, I can get used to feeling like this 24/7. In God, in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. I can get used to this. I can get used to this. I can get used to not having to get phone calls that I don't want to get. I can get used to hearing others say holy, cry holy. I can get used to that. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Come on, I can get used to this. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Come on. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. You are holy. Come on, holy. Are you Lord God? Are you Lord God Almighty? I can get used to this.